Romans chapter 3. I would encourage you to say thank you to my wife. I shared with some of the men before services. I told Beth, I'm torn. I don't know if this meeting will take a long time or if it won't take a long time. Or I don't know how long, if I should preach 5 minutes or if I should preach 20 minutes. She said, oh, just be conservative and preach five. And so I always look to her for wisdom in times like these. So we'll give it her a 5 minute shot, okay? We're not going to quite cover everything I said in the bulletin. I said 1 through 8. We're going to cover the first two verses of Romans chapter 3. Would you stand with me as we read from God's Word? What advantage then has the Jew? Or what is the profit of circumcision? Much in every way, chiefly because to them were committed the oracles of God. Again, let us look to the Lord in prayer. Brother Michael, will you lead us, please?
Father, Lord, we do thank you for the opportunity to be in your house tonight. And God, we thank you for this place, for this people, for this church here to hear what you have for us. And may we honor you in the time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Paul has been discussing here with the Jews, and it's all about salvation and the idea of all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so he comes to the point in verse 3 where he asks himself kind of the question that the Jew would be asking at this point in his discussion of Romans. And he asks two questions. The first question is, number one, what advantage then has the Jew? Paul's preached it does not, being a Jew does not put you automatically in God's favor. As a matter of fact, Romans 2:11, for there is no partiality with God, for as many have sinned with the law or without the law shall also perish without the law, and as many as have sinned in the law will be judged by the law. So Paul's whole point here is, look, being a Jew does not buy your way to heaven. Then the other question they would ask, well, if it does no good to be a Jew, then what is the profit of circumcision? All right? And we know where circumcision came from first introduced to Abraham, Genesis 17:11, and you shall be circumcised the flesh of your foreskins, and it shall be a token of the covenant between me and you. Okay? And so as the Jew would ask this question, he said, well, what's the point in all of it? He's actually saying, well, if it does no good to be a Jew, it does no good to be circumcised, why do we even obey the commands of God? What's the point to it all? Have you ever asked yourself that question? What's the point? But let's expand their question for just a moment. What about you? What about being born a Christian or into a Christian family? Let me ask you, how many were raised in a Christian home? Okay. Well, let's say you could say, okay, what good is it? My mother and father drug me to church every Sunday. What point? Does that not save me? No, it doesn't. Well, I was baptized when I was 12 years old. Does that not save me? No, it does not. Well, I've been a good person and I tried to live according to the rules of God or the laws of God. Does that not save me? No, it doesn't. Well, then what's the point? Why even try? What's the advantage? The answer to that question, and to the question that the Jews would have had in that day, you're advantaged in every way. You have the privilege, as Paul put it, to them were committed the oracles of God. Y'all have been entrusted, the Jews have been entrusted with God's direction and God's word toward mankind. And you, as a child of God, you have been raised in that Christian home environment, if you have, indeed, if you indeed were. Okay? What privilege is it? You have the privilege of knowing from a very young age the Word of God, reading it, hearing it, seeing it, being taught the Word of God, living in a society and in a family that has been affected by the Word of God. You know, sometimes I think we forget the marvelous blessing it is to be raised up as a child of God in a Christian home. The trouble that your mom and dad went through dragging you to church every week. The trouble your mom and dad went through making sure that you acted as a Christian should. The trouble your mom and dad went through teaching you the Word of God. You have been advantaged in every way. For the longest time, I couldn't understand a lot of people. And I'll be the first to admit, I have taken my Christian upbringing for granted. But for the longest time, I could not understand how people could live the way they lived. How in the world they could use the language that they use. And it still bothers me when I go into a restaurant and Beth and I are sitting there and the table next to me are using filthy language. I want to get up and say, "What is wrong with you? Good people don't talk that way." And certainly not in public. There was a time when I would have said, "You don't speak that way in front of ladies," but now it's the ladies that are doing it, you know? I couldn't understand how they act the way they act, talk the way they talk, the violence, the disregard for humanity. Until one day I discovered they don't know any better. There are kids being raised in homes that hear language that would make you and I blush. And it's such a part of their lives. There are kids that are raised in home that know nothing more than violence and hatred and immorality. And I was reading this and I was thinking about preparing for this message. And I thought, wow, Lord. Man, how blessed I am. That from a little bitty boy, I was raised according to the principles of the Word of God. And it affected me. I was saved at 8 years old. I went to church through all my teenage years. I surrendered to the ministry as a young man because of the advantage that I had. Paul's trying to point out to the Jews the advantage that they had of being entrusted with the Word of God. Tonight I want you to understand the advantage that you have in being raised in a Christian environment. And if you weren't, and I can tell you this, if you're a member of this church, you're at a great advantage. Because each week we come together and we have the encouragement of God's people. We have the teaching of God's Word, not only from the pulpit, but from the Sunday school classes. We have those who care for our teens. We have those who care for our young people and teach them every Sunday. Is it worth it? Oh, yes, indeed, it is worth it. What a blessing it is to be a child of the living God. May we never take that for granted. Would you stand, please?